and DeMello. Coast FM.
The WA government, if you hadn't heard, has moved new legislation to outlaw puppy farms.
Yeah, how good's that?
Really good news. And also banning the purchase of puppies from pet stores. Mm. Not that there's many that have them anymore. There used to be. All of them you went into had cats and dogs and everything in there, but they've backed that off. Apparently now they'll only be in there if they're from rescue centres, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
First off, on the back of the news that WA is banning puppy farms comes the reminder that Saturday is National Pet Adoption Day.
Aww.
So it's all about getting, it's getting the rescue dogs into good homes.
Yeah, there's some beautiful dogs as well. I know a lot of people are a bit scared of the adoption process, worried that they're going to get like a vicious dog or something. There are some absolutely gorgeous puppies out there, just want to be loved.
So it's all put together by Pet Rescue and Pet Stocks. So it's Pet Stocks that you pop into on Saturday. They'll have lots to tell you more about.
Awesome.
Saturday's also your last gasp at abalone fishing for the season. It's that last hour window between, 7 and 8 from memory.
Yeah, don't sleep in.
No, if you want to check out details and make sure you've got all the paperwork, fish.wa.gov.au. There's also restrictions too, obviously, on how many and sizes and stuff. So make sure you're across it all. And today's Safer Internet Day, and we're encouraged to start the chat and help make the internet safe every day.
Mm.
Five top tips for online safety. First off, think of others' feelings, which is pretty big when it comes to commenting on stuff or sending people things or other stuff.
Unwanted things.
Ask permission first is number two. Three says be an upstander.
Mm.
Which I guess is kind of like, courtesy's contagious, pay it forward kind of stuff vibe.
These feel like tips for life in general.
Number four, use privacy and screen settings. So maybe not a tip for life.
Yeah.
And five, ask for help.
Yep.
There you go.
I like all of them.
Safe
Do it.
Internet Day. Get safe immediately. Now, Nikki, I got this for you.
This bit of news.
Yeah, well, look, I just thought you should, of all people, be aware of this.
Okay.
30-year-old in New South Wales has pleaded guilty to a charge of talking on a handheld device while riding a horse.
Really?
Yes. The Mudgee Local Court. Mudgee Local Court Magistrate Judge said, under the rules, a horse is a vehicle. In the same way that a bicycle is a vehicle too. Like, you can't ride a bike while you're drunk. And he said he had actually done somebody for being drunk on a horse.
Drunk
before.
Riding.
So if you don't have a hands-free device fitted to the horse, you potentially could be charged.
Apple CarPlay connected to my horse, aren't I?
I was going to say, and I thought this is a phrase I didn't think it would come out of my mouth, but I was going to say, please don't try fitting a hands-free device to your horse.
Don't try telling a horse it's your vehicle either. You won't like it.
There you go. See, there's a lot of
things. You won't be impressed.
There's a lot of things that really require the horse's consent before any further action can be taken.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With your Oscars update, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. The 92nd Annual Academy Awards were held yesterday in the US with Korean film Parasite coming out on top. It made history, becoming the first non-English language film to win Best Picture. It also took out Best International Film, Best Original Screenplay and Best Director Awards, so absolutely cleaned up. Renee Zellweger took home Best Actress for her role as Judy Garland in Judy, and Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor for Joker, taking the opportunity to call for environmental change and thank those who gave him a second chance.
I've been a scoundrel in my life. I've been selfish. I've been cruel at times, hard to work with, and ungrateful. But so many of you in this room have given me a second chance. And I think that's when we're at our best, when we support each other, not when we cancel each other out for past mistakes, but when we help each other to grow, when we educate each other, when we guide each other towards redemption. That is the best of humanity. I want to, when he was 17, my brother wrote this lyric. He said, run to the rescue with love and peace will follow. Thank you.
Brad Pitt won Best Supporting Actor once again for his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. This is his first Oscar. Good on him. He also referred to Trump's acquittal in the impeachment trial during the beginning of his speech.
They told me I only have 45 seconds up here, which is 45 seconds more than the Senate gave John Bolton this week. I'm thinking maybe Quentin does a movie about it, and in the end, the adults do the right thing. This really is about Quentin Jerome Tarantino. You are original. You are one of a kind. The film industry would be a much drier place without you. And I love the ethos you gave Cliff Booth. Look for the best in people. Expect the worst, but look for the best. I'm a bit gobsmacked. I'm not one to look back, but this has made me do so. And I think of my folks taking me to the drive-in to see Butch and Sundance and loading up my car and moving out here. And Gina and Ridley giving me my first shot, to all the wonderful people I've met along the way, to stand here now. Once upon a time in Hollywood, ain't that the truth? This is for my kids who color everything I do. I adore you.
I can't believe it's his first.
I know, after all this time.
Amazing.
Laura Dern pipped our own Margot Robbie to the post by winning Best Supporting Actress for her role in the Netflix movie Marriage Story, and Toy Story 4 won Best Animated Feature.
Hey.
Elton John's tune, I'm Gonna Love Me Again, from the Rocket Man biopic, won Best Original Song, and he took to the stage to perform the tune live.
Not the only performance of the night.
No, Billie Eilish also performed during the In Memoriam segment, covering a Beatles classic.
Which is not going to be the next Bond theme.
No, it wasn't the Bond theme song we thought it was. And Eminem surprised everyone with a performance of one of his all-time classics.
I did a pretty good job too.
Still not sure why he was there, but there you have it.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.